If I were a door, I'd be glass. And if I were a fish, I'd be a bass. If I were a cup, I'd be a coffee mug. And if I were a dog, I'd be a pug. If I were a woman, I'd be beautiful, with long hair, big breasts, and a great smile. If I were a man, I'd be greedy and fat, and my clothes would always be out of style. Too bad I'm neither one, because it would be so much fun to fit an archetype, think Carl Jung. I'm not saying I'm transsexual or pseudo-intellectual. I just like the way these words roll off my tongue. If I were a toy, I'd be a doll. And if I were Chinese, I'd be tall. If I were a book, I'd be way too long. And if I were panties, I'd be a thong. This might sound a bit strange, and you may think that I'm deranged, but I swear to you I'm being quite truthful. Ever since that fateful day, just before the month of May, my brain has felt asymmetrical. I'd be beautiful, with long hair, big breasts, and a great smile. If I were a man, I'd be greedy and fat, and my clothes would always be out of style. Too bad I'm neither one, because it would be so much fun to fit an archetype, think Carl Jung. I'm not saying I'm transsexual or pseudo-intellectual. I just like the way these words roll off my tongue.